have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Sorry about my voice. Yesterday I did the 3-hour radio show here. And for the rest of the day, I did 3 more hours of the taping 3 brand new episodes of The Fallen State. Now my throat feels, where is my voice? What a mess. What a mess. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy, brand new biblical question. Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? That's my biblical question, and you can listen to the show. I've mentioned over and over again that we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. They mama. But if you're white, everybody and their mama. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're a flat earther, and there are a few out there apparently, heard up and down the world by everybody and their mama. Amazing. And so if you're busy and you want to listen to the show while you're doing whatever you're doing and wherever you are and doing whatever you're doing, you can still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And you can podcast all the show. You can podcast all of the shows all the time. Anywhere, at any time. All right? You can podcast the show. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So manhood hour is coming up in the third hour today, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. All right. As I mentioned earlier, a few minutes ago, I did 3 hours of brand new episodes of The Fallen State yesterday after doing my radio show. And I talked to three very, very, very interesting people. I never know how those interviews are going to go. You just don't know. I don't know. And I have sense enough to always now. Haven't always had that kind of sense. But I've had sense enough to wait and see with all things. Think not about tomorrow, but have a wait and see, right? And, I didn't know how they were going to go. One was an evangelist. No, not evangelist. He was a preacher. Jehovah Witness, I think. No, he was a Jew who was a Christian who was a preacher. And it was interesting. Very, very interesting. And the other one was a comedian. Very nice guy. Comedian. And the last, a young lady. It was so interesting. All seem to be decent people. At least doing the best they can. So those episodes will be coming up for you soon. And when I finish taping, I'm like, that's it for talking. No more talking. I did not talk anymore. I went home. I had some dinner. I did not talk anymore. I didn't answer my phone. I didn't do anything. But I feel like I've been talking forever and a day. Nick, let me ask this before I get to the news item. You know a guy named Faust? You heard about Faust?
I have.
And who is Faust and what was it? When did you hear about Faust?
Well, I read about him. Ooh, let me turn myself down here. I read about him. There's this guy, this German guy, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, I believe. And he wrote about this guy named Faust. And it's kind of loosely based on him because I think they also called him Faust.
Oh, they call
the character Faust.
The guy that wrote about Faust, they call him Faust?
Correct.
Okay.
But his character in the book is a legend.
Can we see you or we just see you?
I'm about to switch myself here. Boom.
Oh, okay.
Got to do some finagling here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And there's this legend of Faust, this character in his story.
You read this in school, you say?
No, not in school.
Oh, afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I didn't read in school.
I asked Joel and Derek, both black, they black, had they heard about Faust? No, they ain't heard about no Faust.
I never did read in school.
I asked Hake, and Hake at least heard about him. Well, and then Hake said, Nick would know.
Have you ever heard of someone say, oh, that's a Faustian bargain or a Faustian deal? You ever
Not
heard
that
expression?
I remember, no.
It's like a literary term, or it's an expression referring to that legend, and it has to do because the character Faust does this famous deal with this devil for, and there's different iterations of this story.
Right.
But he makes a deal for knowledge and one. He makes a deal for power, for secrets, the secrets of the universe. And
with the devil?
Correct.
Wow.
But he gets what he asks for.
Oh, the devil gives him what he asks for?
Correct.
Oh, nice. I mean, not nice, but interesting.
He gets what he asks for, but in the end, suffers for it. It's kind of the overarching ending to Faust's legend.
So he get what he asked for from the devil. He makes this deal with the devil. He gets what he asked for, but then he suffers for it?
Correct.
Really? Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of what he asked for, what he got, and how he suffered?
In Dr. Faustus, he's this highly educated man, proficient with many things, but he's becomes disillusioned with the limits of human knowledge and power,
uh-huh.
What he can know, and this dissatisfaction, he calls out to the devil. There's like a very detailed a depiction of him and the devil, and like
really?
And like it's a force and a being that he talks to. But he summons, they give him a name. They give the devil a name. He summons Mephistopheles. They give him the name Mephistopheles, which I think is an old name for the devil.
It's not old.
He performs like rituals and all that. Anyways, he gives his soul in exchange for 24 years of service to this demon.
Wow.
For knowledge and
so he said to the devil, if you give me what I want, I'll serve you for 24 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And it's like formalized in blood. He writes his he writes on the contract on blood, and the pact gives him like power. He's able to do like parlor tricks to fool and hypnotize people, and they love him.
Wow!
And he gets everything, but at the end, he has no soul. He literally has no soul. So I forget actually how that goes. But
do you know if he ever overcome that, or does he die that way?
No, he. I believe the story is that this is where I get murky, but I believe it's that he tries to repent, but he's unable to. There's a whole thing about repentance, but he's just unable to. And I forget if the implication is that the devil never really had a soul. But anyways, the point is too that you get what you want, quote unquote, but really it's a Faustian bargain because what you want, it will destroy you.
Right.
So the whole thing is a lie, the devil's lie.
That's amazing. I realized what made me interested in that, sir, someone was telling me about Fauci because Fauci. What?
Faust.
How you spell it?
Faust? F-A-U-S-T.
Oh, Faust.
Faust.
And I was talking to someone recently about what I realized about evil. And I realized that every human being, there's not one. I don't know if I said every, because one or two people now around the world, one or two people are waking up. But every human being have sold their soul to the devil. And they don't. Some don't realize that they've done that. They've sold their soul to the devil. But most do realize that they have sold their soul to the devil. And what I realized from that is that I talked to some people yesterday in the interview that I was doing. Most human beings think that evil, that anger is good. They think that is that Jesus was angry. They use their evil anger to justify anger by saying Jesus was angry. And so the devil has them thinking that Jesus had the same emotion that they have, and they compare it to that. And those people who believe that have sold their soul to the devil. But I also realize that emotional people, whether so-called good or bad emotions, people who live in their imagination and they compare themselves to others, they want to be like others, or they get mad at others, or others make them feel good, or things make them, that they have literally sold their souls to the devil and they don't realize, and they love the thrill of selling their soul to the devil. But I realize some don't realize that that's what they've done. And anytime, I realize that anytime you believe a thought, all thoughts are all lies all the time. Anytime you believe a thought about you and about others, then you have sold your soul to the devil. Emotions and everything. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm thinking a lot of things. Thinking so many things. You know what comes to mind? I almost don't want to talk because I just want to take it in. But what comes to mind is, you know, someone was wondering at church this past Sunday about, well, what do you do when, let's say even you're working on yourself, but you push someone away with your hell and you push people away, they're going to eventually not like you. What do you do? And I'm like, I'm realizing that, like, you have no other option. You could continue trying to make people like you, trying to prove it, trying to undo and make up for things in the past.
If you want to continue to sell your soul to the devil.
Right.
Yeah.
And then or you have literally no other option.
Right.
But it feels like selling your soul a little bit.
But, and you're right, absolutely. But when human beings look for love from other people, when they look for friendship, when they look for anything from themselves or others, they have sold their soul to the devil. Whenever you believe a thought about yourself, whenever you get that pain of that thought, whether it's good or bad thought, you have sold your soul to the devil. Because whether human beings or we realize it or not, all of us are possessed with evil spirits. Every human being is possessed with evil spirits. Only a few will work on themselves, men and women will work on themselves and acknowledge that so they can overcome it. But it's mind-blowing to me how we're possessed with evil spirits. And because we're so identified with the evil spirits, and because we're possessed with evil spirits, so here's the evil spirit, right? Controlling us. There's another life that wants to control us too, and it's real life. It's the present. It's no, none of that darkness, nothing but light. It's waiting to serve us and lead us and guide us. But most of them won't accept that because they won't recognize that all thoughts are lies. They won't let this other life take over at all, reality, which is of God, which is good. They just won't let it happen because they have sold their souls to the devil. Knowingly or unknowingly, they and the devil are one. They and the devil are one. You know how I say that you're not this or that, but you are one with the devil if you believe thoughts and emotions.
So he's in the room right now? Damn. Again, the heebie-jeebies.
Did you say damn?
I said jam.
Oh, no, you
jam.
Didn't. But it's crazy that human beings, and that's why God said we must be born again of the Father. But human beings are possessed with evil spirits, and we don't know it. Until we start to look within and really pay attention to what's happening in you. You don't know that you're possessed with evil spirits. Every anger, every emotion, every doubt, every fear, every want, every belief, everything is all of the devil. What a mess, huh? And in that being possessed of the devil, I was looking at this idea of Israel and Palestine being at war right now, and how Ukraine and Russia at war. And I noticed that when men have to go to war, there is a thrill in going to war. The people who cause the war and go to war, they get money from it. They get perceived power from it. And then the family get a thrill from their sons going off to war because they can brag now about their sons being at war. They can cry about their sons being at war. They can put up pictures to show you when you walk in their houses that their sons, their husbands, their brothers are at war. They get a thrill from that. And so everybody get a thrill from being at war. Have you ever thought of that?
A little bit. People thought I was crazy when I was saying a while ago that, guys, there's like a thrill in COVID. And there's a thrill in thinking about World War III's coming.
Yeah.
And I think most people want it. And people thought I was like crazy because there's a thrill in that when COVID was coming around. I think people were like, oh, my gosh, like people are going to die. We're going to be indoors. I get to pretend to be a hero. I'm going to put my mask on.
And people get a thrill. You'd be surprised because they have sold their soul to the devil, and the devil is all about thrills. He's all about thrills. God is not about thrills, period. He's a dispassionate God, right? So he's not about thrills. But the devil is all about thrills. I hear people saying that they get mad at women for abortion, for killing their children in the womb. They get mad at the women for doing that, right? But I'm like, but why do you get mad? It had nothing to do with you. But it's against the Bible. The Bible says that, but there's nothing in the Bible about abortion. I don't know of anything. And I've asked people, so in case I missed it, well, what's in the Bible? What's in the Bible? What you were saying?
If they leave, they don't see clear about you anyway. So bye.
Yep. Yeah, that's deep. But there's nothing in the Bible about abortion. But yeah, a whole lot of Christians quote the Bible about abortion. And then the Christians who are quoting the Bible about abortion are some of the nasty people you want to see. They're evil, they're angry, they're of their father, the devil, and they complain about abortion. Trump support abortion, they say. And they now don't want to vote for Trump because he support abortion when they're like evil and judgmental.
That's an interesting way to put it. It's so true. They're so nasty sometimes. Like ready to kill you out of the womb.
They are murderers. But anyway, Faust sound like an interesting guy.
Yep.
He sold his soul to the devil. And most, all human beings are of the devil, except for those who start to overcome. And some have sold their soul to the devil. And some have sold it, but they don't know they sold it, and they want to overcome it. It is truly a spiritual battle. That's interesting you know about Faust. You don't look like you're that smart.
I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm trying to make a joke out of being Faust, but not really. I'm just trying to make a joke.
You just happen to read the book?
I happen to read the story, which caused me to read a bunch of the book in an e-book.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a movie about it yet?
I remember the last time I held like a book that I bought in my hands.
Is there a movie about it?
I don't know.
After all, as Joel just said, you are a genius.
You guys say that, but...
You're so humble, too. Maybe you don't know you're a genius. Like, Billy doesn't know he's a genius.
No, we're brainiacs in a sense, but that's, like, not genius. Well, he's a genius, to be honest.
Who?
Like, when someone asked me if the Earth...
My engineer, Billy, is a genius.
That is true. If someone asked me if the Earth is flat, I say Bill says it's round, so I'm...
If Bill says it's round.
It's round.
Your family even said that you were a genius.
You know, like smart or whatever, brainy. But brainy people got... Anyways, thank you.
Well, anyway, very interesting story about Faust. Nice. But as you wake up, folks, and a handful are, just one handful are waking up around the world, you're going to understand evil more and more and more and more and more. You're going to understand evil. It's going to blow your mind, but it's going to change your relationship with evil, too. It really will if you stay with it. And it only can come from God. You can't make yourself know this. You can't quote just what I just said and think you know it. Wisdom is hidden from you. It's hidden from you. And so intellect is not wisdom. It's just knowledge. It's just knowledge only. But the hidden understanding will come if you want it. He will give it to you. And he only gives to those who want it. You must invite the truth to come in. Meaning open up yourself and let truth in if you want to know the truth. Really. Otherwise, it's not going to come to you. Now, the devil will come to you night and day. All day, every day, night and day, when you wake up, when you go to sleep, while you're sleeping, but wisdom is not going to bother you like that. It's just like, leave you alone, let you kill your babies in the womb, let you fight in your marriages, let you destroy your friendships and employerships and business ships and all kind of ships. It'll just let you do it. And you'll say, well, where is God? Why does God let children suffer? It'll just let you do it. Because wisdom will come. And if he tried to warn you along the way, it tries to warn you. No, that's not a good relationship. Don't take it. No, your issues are not that you need a family. You don't need to go and make a family thinking that that's going to make you happy. It tried to warn you. No, don't go and make money thinking that money is the answer. Nothing wrong with money, nothing wrong with using it on earth to function, but don't do it. But you don't listen to that wisdom. You don't listen to it. And so it just said, oh, okay, do what you want to do then. Amazing. Some of you might and or might not be aware of this. And I mentioned this yesterday and didn't get to it, but I mentioned it. That over the weekend, I guess, this past weekend, is that right there, this past weekend? They had this riot at Ferguson. I'm sorry? Friday, okay, this past weekend. According to Fox 2 Now, a Ferguson police officer was seriously injured during protests on the 10th year anniversary of Michael Brown's death on Friday. Think about that. Michael Brown was a thug. And they're still celebrating a thug's death 10 years later. Can you believe that? They're pretending like it's an important time to remember. That's an example of being possessed by evil. It's an example. Just one of the small, there are truckloads of examples of being possessed by evil, but that is one. They're celebrating a thug's death 10 years later, and they feel good about it. It's a thrill. They think they're getting back at the white people. They feel good. They think they're better than the whites when they celebrate Michael Brown. They believe that the police is bad and that they're good. That is insane, but that's what's happening in the world. Done by the children of evil. The incident occurred during what began as a quote-unquote peaceful demonstration, making the 10 years since the death of Michael Brown. Officer Travis Brown is still fighting for his life on Monday morning after he suffered a brain injury outside of the Ferguson Police Department on Friday night. Watch this soundbite from Fox 2 Now. Watch this.
Sir Travis Brown is still in critical condition in the hospital this morning, and Mayor Ella Jones here in Ferguson, she is urging elected officials as well as people in this community to rally around Officer Brown, as well as the police chief here, Troy Doyle, and this police department here as a whole. Officer Brown had been with the Ferguson Police Department since January of this year, and he suffered that brain injury during a protest outside the PD as the community was marking the 10-year commemoration of the death of Michael Brown. So people have been out here in what started as a peaceful protest. And before Brown joined the force here, he was on the front lines, actually, of the 2014 protest. After Michael Brown's death as a St. Louis County police officer. Friday night's chaos, though, it all unfolded as officers were attempting to arrest some protesters who started to get out of hand. They were removing fencing outside the police department. And during that arrest, Officer Brown was knocked to the ground. He fell backwards, hitting his head on pavement. The St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office has issued charges against 28-year-old Elijah Gant of East St. Louis in connection with that brutal assault. He's currently being held in jail on $500,000 bond. Four others were arrested out here, and two other officers suffered minor injuries.
Think about that. Those black people got up out of their bed. They went to something called a rally to remember a thug 10 years ago who, from all account, did nothing good for the country. And they got up and go out and pretend that they are supporting that and against the cop. It was all for the thrill. Quick break, back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Charlie. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, folks, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. I'm going to get to all of your calls here in a minute. Just talking about this so-called protest or demonstration that happened in Missouri last Friday, according to this report. I hadn't heard anything about it. And as a result, according to the news, a police officer was hurt, and these people are getting a thrill out of nothing. They can care 2 cents about Michael Brown or the police officer. It just feels good to get up and do it. And that's what evil does. Evil gives you thrills. Thrills are not from God. God is a dispassionate God. Satan is a passionate God. So when you hear people say, love your passion, I'm looking for my passion, they're saying they're looking for the devil. They're looking for more hell. And it's amazing to see this. So they had this so-called peaceful protest, and now another cop is hurt. And according to the police chief, Doyle, he commented at the news conference. I want you to know. Perfect. I want you to know that it was about nothing but thrills. They feel like the blacks are getting together in agreement against the police, and that racism is this, and the police brutality. It's all just a thrill. Just lie is evil. And that's what's happening in the world today. That's why you must overcome all thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. It's a practical thought. You're hungry. You got to have a roof over your head. But you can overcome that, and you can have perfect peace right here on earth. Or you can live in your imagination and catch nothing but hell and make up a bunch of lies about your hell. You know you can make up lies about your hell, right? Satan will give you hell, and then he'll give you lies to make up about your hell so you can stay in hell. For an example, Jesus was angry. Jesus was angry. Another one is about the Trinity. We had a very interesting discussion with one of the guests yesterday on the Father's Day about the Trinity. There's nothing in the Bible that teaches the Trinity, right? But it's so prevalent in the Christian mindset. And they said, because they heard it from someone else, And it does them no good to believe that something called Trinity exists. It does them no good, except it's a nice thrill because it makes you think you know God because you believe in the Trinity. Here is the police chief Doyle's comment from Fox 2 Now, comments at the news conference concerning this so-called peaceful protest last Friday. Watch this.
My team got out there and was assaulted by a number of the protesters that were out there on the scene. As a result, one of my police officers suffered a severe brain injury. This police department, this Ferguson Police Department, since 2014, has been a punching bag for this community. The police department back in 2014, we don't even have them officers here anymore. So what are you protesting? These officers not even here no more. Everything that the activist community has advocated for, as far as body-worn cameras, implicit bias training, crisis intervention training, all this stuff, we have done all of this.
Defund the police.
What are we protesting? What is it? We even changed the uniforms at this police department because people said that the old uniforms trigger people. What are we doing?
Well, that's what you get for listening to the criminals tell you how to run the police department. It ain't about that at all. It's about the heart of the people. The heart is wicked. And you're changing your uniform and doing everything, getting rid of the police, and look, they're still treated that way. They have no love. They're evil. The heart of human nature is mighty wicked. Mighty, mighty, mighty. And you, isn't it crazy? That's deep what he just said. These idiot police departments and police in charge people did all that for a bunch of angry mob people with nothing going on. And look what happened. Nick, pull up that again. I want to play that again. This is from Fox 2 Now. And there was a so-called peaceful demonstration, right? They always call the black mob. They always call the black mob rallies peaceful, even though they are very destructive. There's nothing peaceful about them, but they call them peaceful anyway because they want the blacks to continue to act this way. And as a result of this, and where was this? In Ferguson? In St. Louis. Ferguson, St. Louis, right? Right. And the blacks had another peaceful protest. But yet, officer, according to this report, Officer Tavis Brown is fighting for, as a Monday, was fighting for his life after suffering a brain injury outside the Ferguson Police Department on Friday night. But the blacks had a peaceful protest on Friday. And again, here's what police, and if you notice, this man is black as the ace of spades. And the blacks still not satisfied. Why don't you think, well, maybe there's something else going on? Maybe there is no such thing as racism. Maybe there is no such thing as slavery, and the blacks are suffering from slavery or Jim Crow or systemic racism. Maybe, why don't you say, well, why don't you question? You know, we've done everything we can for the blacks, and they've only gotten worse. Maybe there's something else going on here. They've changed uniform. They've changed police officers. They're defunding the police, and the blacks are still acting out. I want you to really hear what Chief Doyle said at a news conference after this happened on Friday in St. Louis. Watch this.
My team got out there and was assaulted by a number of the protesters that were out there on the scene. As a result, one of my police officers suffered a severe brain injury. This police department, this Ferguson Police Department, since 2014, has been a punching bag for this community. The police department back in 2014, we don't even have them officers here anymore. So what are you protesting? These officers not even here no more. Everything that the activist community has advocated for, as far as body-worn cameras, implicit bias training, crisis intervention training, all this stuff, we have done all of this. What are we protesting? What is it? We even changed the uniforms at this police department because people said that the old uniforms trigger people.
Wow.
What are we doing?
Can you be that dumb of a police department? Somebody said, oh, the old uniform trigger, it's white police brutality. They changed the uniforms. It's like saying my wife is too fat, and because she's so fat, I don't want to sleep with her. And my wife go to the gym and lose weight, and now she's all thin and look all nice. You still don't want her. There was something else going on. Can you imagine the police went through all that over a bunch of angry mob of people who cared 2 cents about Michael Brown or anything else? I'm surprised that the police did. Not really, not nowadays. I almost said I'm surprised that the police did, but I'm not. My America is gone. It's gone away. And I have a little bit more about Michael Brown here. Let me scroll down.
Hake's note?
Yeah.
I think I found it. About Darren Wilson?
Yeah, Darren Wilson.
He's trying to remind us about how former officer Darren Wilson was fully justified in the shooting of Michael Brown, according to Obama's DOJ.
Wow. And the blacks are still protesting. And now another, I believe the cop that was injured is a black one, too. And I can guarantee you, the police department back in 2014 was way better than 2024. And they're still being attacked. A black cop. I want to show you a picture, according to this report, a picture of the suspect, 28-year-old Elijah Gant of East St. Louis, Illinois. He black. Isn't that amazing? And according to a report, I wasn't there, but a black guy did this to a black police. I thought they loved black people. Where's the love? Don't the blacks love the blacks? Now a cop is in a hospital. I don't know if he's still there, but as of Monday, he was there suffering a brain injury by another black. And this cop in person was a black cop. I've told you once, I've told you twice, and I've told you 1,000 times, there's no such thing as racism. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle, and it's happening inside of you, not outside. It's in you, each individual. Your warfare, your problems, your doubts and fears and worries, your suicidal thoughts, your jealousy and envy and strife and revenge is in you. It's not outside. It's in you. Had nothing to do with the cops. Amazing, huh? It is mind-blowing. And the sad thing, well, I don't know if it's sad. I use the word sad. I don't mean to use it, but I'll say it's only going to get worse. Look at the people today. They still protest. They still fight against someone because they disagree with that person who want to do it to themselves. They want to have an abortion. They want to do this. They fight. Husband and wife are still fighting one another. One is trying to control the other by threatening to leave. And I don't want you to go, so I'm going to fight you and make you stay, they say. Let them go. Let me type hate another note. Let them go. If someone want to leave you, let them go. What's wrong with you that you're hurt because somebody want to leave you? Give them the finger and let them go. Wish them well. Derek said they're going to fight in line to get some Camilla greens. I wouldn't be surprised. Wake up, America. We're losing our country while you're losing your soul. And it's not going to get better. Let's do Super Chat, and then I get to the calls. Because last time we didn't do the Super Chat. Super Chat. 888-775-3773. And I will get to all your calls. Super Chat.
Someone.
Nice shirt.
Thank you.
It looked like a big shirt on you, though.
I know.
And why is that?
Because it's a large.
Oh.
I wear medium better.
How old are you?
Don't ask. The size doesn't matter about the age.
What is it?
If I'm just a medium-sized man, keyword man. Whatever.
There was a guy I know, and he's like really big. He worked hard. He went to the gym and everything. He asked me for a shirt the other day. What one of our shirts? He wanted to order one. I'm like, what size do you want to order? And he said, a medium.
See?
And this guy like real big.
Like me?
Yeah, like you. And I was surprised when he said a medium.
Wow.
I'm thinking, well, he going to squeeze into a medium.
Right.
Because he doesn't want, I guess he wants the muscles to show.
Right.
What a mess. Super Chat.
Someone bought a coffee. I was listening to today's show yesterday by the time you get to this.
Right.
I really appreciate you, sir. However, that guy from Japan, Taka, who was talking about the no race except the human race, was really saying what Mr. Jesse sounds like he'd be saying, colors really don't exist. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I understand describing someone if other colors are there, yet do we need to look at colors?
Color does exist in a physical form, a physical sense. And when we communicate, we consciously use colors. You know, say color. If somebody robbed a bank, it was a whatever color the person was that robbed the bank or whatever, right? But if we consciously speak, we don't identify with it. You don't identify with your. That's why you have to stay conscious so that you don't, because you got to communicate so that you don't identify with whatever is going on around you, inside of you. So color does exist in a physical way, but it's not who you are at all. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your color. That makes sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And what was the name of the caller yesterday?
Taka.
Some people miss what he was trying to say.
Right.
And if I caught on to what he was saying, it made sense to what he was saying. Kaka?
Taka.
Taka.
Short for Takahashi, I think.
Oh, yeah, I heard him tell you. He called your show, right?
Yeah, he called my show.
Yeah.
So it was even more interesting to me.
Yeah. But so thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, someone. Wayne from Texas also bought a coffee. The human race is one. The Bible only mentions nations, the Ethiopian, the Italian, the Jew. We are mankind. I am a man, period. And all men need to reunite with the Father through the Spirit and forgiveness, the SP and forgiveness. There is no Jew nor Greek, Colossians 3:11. Jesse, you know this because, like me, you do not identify as a black man.
Amazing. Thank you. What does that mean, that the human race is one?
I think he means that there's just one race.
No, not just with him. I heard others say it, too. I never asked what did it mean.
Yeah.
And I always assumed that I knew what it meant. What does that mean? What is it?
Beats me.
You really don't know?
I mean, I just know that they're saying that you shouldn't be coming up with this term race and saying there's different races. The Bible only talks about nations, all nations.
Right.
But nations is kind of like races, sort of, a little bit, peoples. Nice.
So you don't know what I mean by the human race are one, is one.
Well, I more commonly hear there's one race, the human race. And I scoff at it a little bit.
Do you really?
A little bit, yeah.
And why?
Because there's obviously different races, and people are going to divide up no matter what you call it.
I know.
It's like what you pointed out to Taka was that people are evil, and they'll divide up no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. No matter what.
Yeah.
Look at that police chief said that they changed uniforms.
Yep.
They changed police officers. And the police that were there before are no longer there in St. Louis. And they did this and did that. And yet, the blacks are still attacking them.
Uh-huh.
You're like, what y'all want? It's in the heart.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But anyway, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne from Texas. Gregatron bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, I have an answer to your biblical question.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I think about other people because it just makes me feel good.
That's right. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Donovan bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. No, I and Jesse. And the experts, I have a question. I hear you say a person can drop their body in anger and be stuck forever.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
Meaning that if you die, meaning like leave your physical body and you're still angry, you're stuck in there. There's no way out. And you will live eternal hell. All your misery, your worries, your jealousy, your envy, your thrills, your whatever, loneliness, you're stuck in there. And there's no way out. But while you live, you have a chance to overcome evil. And in your body, you will have perfect peace. You will have the light. And when you drop the body, meaning you die from the body, you're in the light. You're still in eternal life. Amazing. Thank you.
Katarina bought a coffee. What is the difference between feelings and emotions? Thank you.
They're both the same. Emotions and feelings are the same. And emotions and feelings are not necessary. Thank you.
OB donated a Cash App and had no message. Thank you, OB.
Thank you, OB.
Bond JLP on Cash App. It's me, Xenia says, good morning, JLP and crew.
Morning. Let me take a quick break. We'll finish. Let's start when we come back. We'll do it that one.
All right.
Two more hours to go. I can't believe it. I will get to your call. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Remember when you stopped. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
That are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, August 14th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and we will get right back to your calls, more great stories, and your Super Chats, guys, over on Buy Me a Coffee, Cash App, Rumble, and elsewhere. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. But first, Hake News, Not Fake News. By the way, I've been remiss in my duty to announce Women's Forum is tomorrow night. It's the third Thursday of the month, ladies. 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports, speaking of women, most women in the United States worry that abortion bans, could put them or a loved one in danger. And probably most women aren't even of age or past age, right? That's according to a new survey. Women who identify as Democrats, never identify as a Democrat, were most likely to express these fears. Interesting, huh? But sizable numbers of women who identify as Republicans also shared the same concerns. What a mess. Speaking of women, Storm Watch, Tropical Storm Ernesto. Ernesto, that's not a woman's name, is edging closer to becoming a dangerous hurricane today as it skirts Puerto Rico and other parts of the Caribbean. Through the center of the storm will not pass directly over Puerto Rico. Instead, sidestepping to the northeast, Ernesto is still poised to dump between 8 to 10 inches of rain over the island, likely triggering dangerous flash flooding and mudslides, so said the National Hurricane Center. Residents have also been warned to brace for widespread power outages. Wow. As the island's fragile and outdated electrical grid is being repaired still after it was crippled by Hurricane Maria. Hurricane Maria. That's a woman's name. Nice. In 2017. By the way, happy Men's History Month. Some cruise lines have also changed some of their ships' itineraries or port dates to dodge these strong winds and rough seas. And you hear me going off about the storms. When did storms start being named after men? I asked Brave AI. According to search results, storms started being named after men in 1979, before I was born, when the United States began including male names in the list of storm names. Did you know that? This change occurred after a campaign by feminist activists, including Roxy, R-O-X-C-Y, Bolton, supposedly, who argued that women were being arbitrarily associated with disaster. It's not arbitrary, lady. And wanted to see male names included to promote gender equality. Can you believe it? Prior to 1979, storms were only named after women, according to this info, a practice that started in the early 1950s. The exact reason is unclear. Some speculate it may have been influenced by maritime tradition. You know, the sailors, they miss the women, so they call these storms women. It referred to the ocean as a woman. 1950, the National Hurricane Center began formally naming storms. 53 to 79, only female names were used for storms. And since 1979, the United States started including male names in the list of storm names, making the transition, wow, to using both male and female names. What a mess. And they're talking about balance and neutrality, a sense of acknowledges that natural disasters are not solely the domain of femininity. Increased empathy. Male names may have helped humanize storms. What? Like we don't know women are humans? Making them more relatable and accessible to a broader audience, including men and boys. And also reduced stereotyping. The use of male names reduced the stereotyping that storms are inherently feminine, allowing for a more nuanced understanding of these events. What a mess, huh? These feminists are pushing evil. Happy Men's History Month, and shout out to the ladies. Make sure you join the Women's Forum. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour, the third hour. You can get involved. There is one line open at 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. My biblical question for this week. Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? You can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad. iPad, if you like running around right now or making breakfast, dinner, or on a beach, or you're illegal alien and you're raping some American woman and you're getting away with it because there's no bail bond, they let you in and out, or because the police can't report it to, what's the name of those people? The immigration people? They can't report it to them because you live in a sanctuary state.
Ice,
baby. Ice, remember that? Ice, baby. Nice. And.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Where's Ice now? But anyway, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. There's so many nice stories I want to get to you, but I want to finish up with the Super Chat.
Super Chat.
And then I want to go to the phones. And then I want to give whatever. Do you remember where we stopped with the Super Chats?
Of course I do.
Let's hear it.
It's me, Xenia, gave a rumble rant. Good morning, JLP and crew. Strong arm, Christian cross, American flag, !
Nice. Morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Xenia.
Yeah.
Vinny bought a coffee. Are you a fan of something something? He's a candidate and just won his Senate primary in Minnesota yesterday. He has endorsements, major endorsements, and understands it's a spiritual battle. Good to see more alpha males get involved. He loves Great White Hope as well. Nice.
That's amazing. I wish him well. I'm not familiar with him.
He's in the news, huh?
What's his name?
Royce White. American political candidate. And we'll see what happens for Minnesota Senate.
He black or white?
I think he is black.
Well, I wish him well. If he for the Great White Hope, then I'm okay with him.
Nice.
Amazing.
Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah, thank you, Vinny.
Interesting tip.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse. My husband sold, quote unquote, his soul to get out of prison when he was 19. He thought it was over and believed the lie that Satan had his soul forever. I told him I didn't even realize I sold my soul, and if you seek truth, it's never too late to wake up. The devil really has no power. It's when we believe Satan's lies, he controls us. We give Satan his power. Every moment you're still in your body, you can go back to the Father.
Amazing. I wish him well. What the? Thank you very much, and I wish him well. Did you know that every time you listen to a thought, it's because you and the devil are one? You're an evil one?
Dang.
Think about that. It's true. It's so true, I don't know what to do with it. When I do this, it reminds me of Trump.
Right.
It's so true, I just don't know what to do with it. Every time you listen to a thought, you and the evil are one. Whether it's a good thought or a bad thought, you and evil are one. What do you think about that, Haik?
It makes a lot of sense.
Why does it make sense?
It makes sense because it's like a lack of peace.
Yeah.
When you get into thoughts.
Yeah.
Even if they're tempting, there's just no peace. Even if they're like something that you like.
Yep.
But it's also not peace.
That's deep.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were paying attention, Haik.
I just have this face.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jaime from Minnesota bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, when is Arkansas getting a second hour? The Joel Friday show, like 90 going north.
We're working on it. We're working on it, Jaime. Thank you. We're definitely working on it. He'll get into it when he's ready.
Nice.
We're working on it. And the thing is, because we're building a 24-hour network, punchingtv.tv, I got so many guys now from around the world that want to be a part of the network, so I'm trying to sort them all out and pick out some. And they're all not agreeing with me, or they're not all spiritual and things like that. So it's going to make for a good network. And so we're trying to figure it out now because we got the Punch of TV going, and thank you, y'all, for that. We're trying to sort out these hosts so that we can have 24-hour talk. So we're working. I'm trying to fit them in. One at a time. And thank you all. We got so many submits to be a part of Punch of TV. And I really want to be, we got a lot of foreign guys that want to be a part too, so it'd be cool to have that foreign accent mixed up with the American accent talking about men talking about whatever they're talking about. All right? Amazing. Thank you, Jaime. So we're working on it.
Jessica from Texas bought a coffee. Women aren't afraid of health issues regarding abortion. This is in response to my news. In the Haik News, I mentioned from CNN that most women in the U.S., per a survey, worry that abortion bans could put them or a loved one in danger.
That's lying.
Yeah.
They're lying.
And women who are identified as Democrats were most likely to express those fears. But even Republican-identified women.
You'd be surprised at the number of Republican women, Christian women, CNN women, liberal women, love abortion.
Yep.
Christian women love abortion. I don't care what y'all say. Whenever you hear a Christian woman say, well, I'm not for abortion for myself, but I believe in a woman's right. They're saying they love abortion. They love abortions. Amazing. Thank you.
So Jessica from Texas continues, women aren't afraid of health issues regarding abortion. The true fear is having to take accountability. Last thing a woman wants to do is admit they're wrong and then take accountability. Yeah. Amazing.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely. Keep speaking loud about that.
Yeah, they live in fear.
You're really tender to. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to Misty, Kid Combo 1, Groovy Monkey, GG Cash 22, Games for Rec, and the rest of the people, Wolf336, for the lemons over on the DLive crew. And that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. Who is this from Guatemala?
Galahad.
Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show. You have an amazing name, Galahad. It feels like it seems as though it's a warrior's name.
It is. It is a warrior's name.
Really?
Galahad is the knight of the round table that was able to
to acquire the Holy Grail. Service to others.
I know it sounded familiar. Amazing name, man. Are you living up to it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the new name I got for myself.
Right on. Nice name.
Sir.
Thank you for calling.
Sir.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you, Jesse. Thank you. Just God bless you. God is with you. I wanted to answer the biblical question, if I may.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I think about other people because they are the sons of God. And if you don't love your brother that you can see, you cannot love God that you cannot see.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, I appreciate your responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Had you realized that you think about other people, you think of other people before it became a biblical question? Did you know you thought of other people?
Yeah, I thought you made the biblical question because of me.
Oh, you did?
That's just me being selfish.
Yeah, every human being say that. Amazing.
Yeah, I was giving your guys a little bit of trouble in their flesh, and then the question came. I was like, he thinking about me because he was the devil or something. and I think you struck him back with the question.
Amazing.
See if I got revealed or something.
Well,
no, man. I wanted to ask you though. Because you got them on this path of, you know, be still and know God and, you know, denying all thoughts all the time, which is all biblical for everybody out there that says it's not. It's all in the Bible.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
I've seen a lot of fear in the people, like, who am I going to become?
Yeah.
Like, who am I going to be if I'm nothing? What would you say to that?
Take no thought about that at all. Just wait and see, and it will be fine. They should not be thinking about who they will be. And I hear it all the time, so I know what you mean. I hear it in the fellowship. I hear it in the women's forum, right. Men's forum. Who will I be if I'm nothing? Who will I be if I'm not my feelings, if I'm not my body, I'm not my thought? Who will I be? And I tell them, no, don't think about that. That's not what they need to be thinking about. They need to overcome who they are not. And when they overcome who they are not, who they are will reveal itself. They will see that.
Sure.
I interviewed a lady yesterday, a nice lady, and smart and very active and involved. And I finally asked, well, who are you? And she told me, well, I'm a wife. She said, I'm a daughter of God. I do this and I do that. And I said, well, you told me who you belong to and what you do, but who are you? And she couldn't answer that. She's like, I've never been asked that before. And she shed some tears because she realized she did not know who she was. But she had never thought about it, and no one ever asked us, who are you? And I've noticed that most people never think about who they are. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it, and call me again.
I wanted to give you an answer about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Who will they become?
Yeah.
Because I'm sent from the Father. I have to get the fear out of the flock. I would say you're going to become like Christ. You're going to become one with Christ.
Interesting.
What do you say about that?
I think that's interesting, but I don't want to tell the people because I want them to see, when they get to see who they are, they know it for themselves and not because I said it. But I can tell I can tell you that's very interesting.
Yeah, I wanted to, because, you know, to eliminate that fear in them,
but
let them know that they are. But I get it. Some people get that messianic stuff in their head.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm Christ, and I got to get crucified or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
And then, so don't try to take away their fear. Don't let people live in their fear, and until they're ready to overcome that fear, don't try to take it away from them.
Okay. Yeah, and once they are still and they see and they are Christ-like, do you think that then they will be able to think about others, or?
100%.
100%. Hear that, Hake?
Did y'all have a discussion about that?
Not exactly.
We were talking with Hake.
You were talking with Hake about
We were talking about how blacks are brainwashed. And he said, well, everybody can be brainwashed.
Every human being with anger is brainwashed.
Yep.
Every human being that has anger is brainwashed. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, thank you, man.
I just want to keep talking to you. Sorry about that. But I was reading about the Bible yesterday. I was reading the Bible, and I saw that on the sixth day, man was created.
Right.
On the seventh, he rested.
Right.
And then he created Eden, and he created man. Well, Adam there, and then he brought new animals to Adam so they could talk to Adam and he could name them.
Yes.
And then I realized that, hey, he created men and he created the Son of God afterwards. And it's all about that. Like, if you believe in Christ, if you are with the Spirit, you are a son of God versus being a son of men, a son of the flesh. Do you think that's correct?
Everyone who has returned to the Father, been born again, returned to the Father, are sons of God. Every woman who has returned to the Father is a daughter of God. You are children of the Father when you return to Him.
Right on.
Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man.
God bless you.
All right.
God bless you.
And thank you.
Have a great day.
And you too. And thanks for responding to the biblical question.
No worries. What the day that you want to get like a Latin hour or something?
Yes.
Like salsa and Christ. I'm up for it. Please give me a call, man.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate
to read the Bible and stuff.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great day. God bless you. God bless you.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Spirit.
All right. 888-775-3773. One line open. Let's go to David out of California. David, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, David.
How's it going? I wanted to elaborate on what you guys were talking about a minute ago about the Japanese gentleman that called in.
Taka.
And was trying to explain. Yeah, Taka. Or
right, Dave? Yeah, Taka.
Yeah, he was trying to explain, and I think this is what most people mean. They just use the word race for whatever reason when they're talking about the human race being one. I think they mean that basically we're a species and not a race.
And what does that mean? That was Taka from New Mexico. What does that mean, a species?
Kind of like a different animals and whatnot. So they're basically saying we're a species.
So
we're not a race.
Really? They believe that human beings are animals?
To an extent, basically. They're saying, like, we're, you know, like there's the dogs and cats and birds and all the other stuff. We're a species. We're not a race.
And do you believe that human beings are animals?
I don't know.
Is there a possibility you believe that human beings might be animals?
Well, sometimes they act like animals, yeah.
Well, they do act like... Everyone that has anger act like an animal, that's for sure. But do you believe that human beings are animals?
I believe when they lose a sense of their spiritual side, they do turn to animalistic behaviors, yeah.
I know, but not the behavior, but do you believe that human beings are, you name the animals, you name that. But do you, David, believe that human beings are animals?
No.
Oh, okay. And why don't you believe that?
because we're just different. We're just different. I don't know. I can't really answer that. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I just can give you the answer. No, I don't believe we are animals.
All right. Hate, you're saying that we are some people. What are you saying?
Some people say that race is a subset of a species.
What does that mean?
That like a group of people, like a lineage of people from this area tend to be this race. And this area, like the Asians, the Africans, the Europeans, make the different races.
So they're saying that some people think race is a subset of animals?
A subset of species.
Oh, that's interesting.
And what is the species?
Like the human beings are a species.
What's a species?
Beats me, I don't know.
What's a species, David?
Like I said, like you have different animals that walk this earth, dogs, cats.
It's interesting. It's interesting to me that human being can, but now I understand how the mind works and why it worked that way. But it's interesting to me that human being can think that human beings are animals. It's like those people who believe that human beings came from apes. Like that's how it came. If I didn't understand as I didn't before, if I didn't understand the mindset, I wouldn't understand how people think that human beings are animals. It doesn't even make sense.
That's interesting that you say that now, because it also brings up another thing where if somebody thinks they're an animal, then they basically then start acting like one. They open up new, basically, ways of thinking and just become animalistic in their behavior and the way they walk and talk.
Absolutely, man.
That's interesting.
It's crazy that human beings think that they are animals. No wonder they love the dogs. They identify with the dogs because they see themselves as animals.
Yeah, that's interesting.
David, let me ask, if I might, if you don't want to answer this, you don't have to. Why, the biblical question, why do you think about other people?
I think because basically they're in our lives, so it's a thought, really. It's a thought that pops in your head, and so they're basically running through your head. They're just thoughts that pop into your head because they're in your everyday life. So basically, when you're going about your day, they just kind of pop into your head. They're thoughts, if you will.
So you think about other people because they pop in your head?
Yeah, like a thought, basically.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Amazing. Had you, before it became a biblical question, were you aware that you think about other people?
Yeah, that question, though, like, stumped me. I was like, I usually have an answer for your biblical questions, but I didn't have an answer for this one. That's the only answer I can come up with, which is crazy because it's, if they're just thoughts, then, you know, all thoughts are all lies all the time. So that makes it even more interesting.
And so if you believe that it's just thought, and I'm not saying that it is or not at this point, I'm waiting until Sunday, have you stopped thinking about other people?
No. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, it's interesting.
Amazing. Well, thank you, David. I appreciate your call, man. And it's interesting that human beings think that they are animals, and so they compare themselves to animals. That's mind-blowing to me, but I understand it.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it, man.
All right, you have a good one.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly over to the UK, heard around the world by everybody, and they mama. If you're black, they mama. If you're white, they're mama. Let me talk to Remy out of the UK. Remy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Remy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I just had a quick question about subconsciousness.
Yes.
Is your subconscious a feeling?
Repeat that.
Is your subconsciousness a feeling? So when you do something.
So is your subconscious a feeling?
Yeah.
James, define subconscious.
Something you may be experiencing, but you're not aware that you're experiencing or thinking or whatever.
Oh, I see.
Or motivated. Your motivations that you're not aware.
Your subconscious bring on feelings. You get the thoughts which remind you of something, and then when you get the thought about them, you feel. But if you can catch the thought before it turned into a feeling or drop into feelings, you would never have the feelings.
Oh, I see. Makes sense. That makes a lot of sense, Jesse. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. Are you working on yourself?
I am. I'm trying to every single day.
And have you dropped the anger?
By forgiving and being aware of your thoughts.
Oh, good. Well, that's all you have to do, Raymond. Just be aware of the thoughts. Don't do anything about them. But practice being aware. Catch them. Just look at them. Watch them. But do nothing about it. And the spirit of the light, the spirit of the Father, will destroy the spirit of darkness. All right? So don't call them you. Don't. And if you find yourself caught up in a thought and a feeling, then just know it's a thought and a feeling, but do nothing about it. And I'm telling you, man, you will find yourself eventually with a clear mind and a free person.
That sounds amazing. Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Just quickly, I have a friend here who has a question for you.
Okay.
Are you okay to answer that?
Yes.
Thank you. One sec.
What's his first name?
Hello?
What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Jesse, I just wanted to know, if I don't get angry anymore, is that a marker of me overcoming anger?
Let's say that you do feel anger in your mind because your emotions because you're into thoughts, right? And you don't give in to it, eventually all the spirit of anger will be taken away from you. You don't want to fake not getting angry. You don't want to react to anger at all by identifying with it, and it will be taken away from you.
So if I don't identify with the thoughts?
Absolutely. You are not your thoughts, and you're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not what you do. You're not the kind of work you do. You're not your mama's son. You're none of those things at all. So stop identifying with any of those things. No more identity, and then you shall be free.
Wow, that's mind-blowing.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I went and forgave.
How did it go?
I went to her.
How did it go?
I was a bit nervous at first, but I just remained still. And she was quite forthcoming. She didn't deny.
Right on.
Or she didn't put up a. She kind of understood why I chose to forgive her.
Right on. And have you forgiven your father too?
No, my father passed.
Oh, okay.
When I was a baby.
Oh, okay. Well, and are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, every day.
Cool.
In the morning.
Well, I want to encourage you, Patrick, to stay with that and just watch those thoughts. I'm telling you, man, without a doubt, I promise you. I promise you. Just watch those thoughts. Don't call them you. Don't identify with them in any form or shape. And they will be taken away from you. Can you hold 1 minute, Patrick?
Yeah, no problem.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. The ladies' forum is tomorrow night for ladies only at 7 p.m. Every third Thursday of the month, unless I'm not around, the ladies' forum. And every first Thursday of the month for men only. So ladies, come on down. We're going to have a hootenanny of a time. We have a lot of fun in those women meetings, but serious times there too. And it's amazing. So 7 p.m. tomorrow night for ladies only. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. And from 9 to 11, and at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He be like, Joel, if you did not hear Joel yesterday podcast, they had an interesting discussion about race and about white people being smarter than the blacks. You know what I mean? It was interesting. Joel responded to it. That was interesting to me as well. So podcast Joel Friday yesterday. All the shows, but especially yesterday. At 11 a.m., he's here Monday through Thursday. He black. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby is on it. He even aired the discussion with Trump and Musk on the American Anchor Baby show. AmericanAnchorBaby.com at 4 p.m. Check it out. All right? 888-7753. And don't forget to like and follow, ring the bell and all that. Subscribe. And good morning to all of our friends over there on X. You can call in too, X. At 888-7753-773. And make sure you subscribe, X. I want to go back to Patrick over in the UK. Patrick.
Hello?
Patrick.
Yes.
So over on D-Live, Potleaf asks, how is it you're not in jail over in the UK? Are they still having a riot over there?
Yeah, but that's in England. I live in Wales.
Oh, so you're not near the riot.
Yeah, we've had some riots nearby, but it's not been as bad as England.
Is it true that, and I've been hearing it in the news, I don't know if it's true or not, that over in the UK, that on social media, if you, and I don't know exactly how they word it, but if you disagree or you comment on the riot or you say something about the Muslim, you're considered to be a racist or something like that, and you could be jailed?
I'm not entirely sure, but I do know they do try and censor people, so they'll ban your account. But there is a lot of controversy.
Yeah. I won't ask you about the riot. I don't want you to go to jail. But anyway, Patrick, stay working on yourself. No matter what happens, what situations come along, you continue to work on yourself, all right?
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Any other question about that?
No, I'll call back. Not at the moment, but thank you so much.
All right. Good to meet you, brother. Okay. Wish you well.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Eddie, a first-time call out of California. Eddie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, brother?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to know where you get your you had yellow Men's Month T-shirts. I looked on your website. I can't find them.
The yellow men, you know, you're talking about that.
I think Hank knows what I was talking about.
Rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Have you tried that?
I went, but they don't have the yellow one.
It's not
in
yellow.
You were wearing it the other day.
Let me look into that. It may not be offered in yellow in the current, like, the company that's printing it now.
Hank is telling me, Hank is coming in, and he's going to explain to you.
Oh, yeah, there's a gold one there.
I'll buy four of them. I want to buy, like, four.
It's under the color gold, okay?
Come, Hank.
Oh.
Yeah, try.
It's not yellow. It's a little yellow, but it's gold.
Well, it's called gold.
Oh, hold on a minute.
What the?
Oops, I just ran in front of my...
You ran into the screen.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm all excited. Yeah, so if you go to the Printify, if you go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, scroll down, you will see the Men's History T-shirts, or you'll see the Printify link. And you click on the Printify link, and you will see it's called amazing-merch-store.printify.me. But you just click the link from rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and it is there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you click
on
it.
Did you see all the color buttons?
And you'll see the different colors available, and gold is there.
Do they fit? Hey, will they fit me like they fit Jesse?
Probably. They have small, medium, large, XL, 2XL, and even 3XL for the beautiful Southerners.
Do you have muscles like me?
I think that one's on you.
Yeah, bro. I know. You look like Lou Fregno.
If you have muscles, if you have an amazing body, it's going to fit you in an amazing way.
Amazing.
Amazing.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank you,
Eddie. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Take care.
Amazing. And once again, how they can find it?
Rebuildingtheman.com/stores and click on the Printify link. I'm laughing because I just saw me walk in front of the camera.
Yeah, what a mess.
That's not funny.
Yeah, that's not funny. Okay. Thank you. So easy for him to get to, right?
Yeah, it should be. That's about as easy as we can make it, even for the boomers.
And the shirt, though it look yellow, is gold.
Yeah, it's sort of, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
There's really only one yellow-looking option. It's that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Juan out of Washington State. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Thanks for calling, man.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, you're
hey,
too.
So I want to answer the biblical question.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I don't. I don't think about other people.
And why not?
Honestly, before I started overcoming, I've always noticed that talking or thinking about other people does me no good. One example I can give you is when I was 18, I used to carpool with my sister and two of my sisters and a sister-in-law to work. And every day when we would get out of work, they would just start tearing down the people, like talking behind the people that we worked with.
Yes.
Like, oh, did you see what this person was wearing? Or did you hear what this person was saying? And like, I remember telling them, like, as an 18-year-old, I remember telling them, like, do you guys notice that you guys do that? Like, you guys, as soon as you guys get out of work, all you guys do is start talking about other people. And right there, the questioning and they would just stop. Like, it would just shut them down.
Yeah.
And I remember the other day, my daughter asked me, she's like, Dad, do you think about me when you're at work? And I told her no. And she was surprised by it. She was like, how could you say that? I was like, because I'm at work. if I'm at work, I need to be focused on what I'm doing at work. And I told her, I was like, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It means that when I'm with you, I enjoy your presence. I enjoy being around you. But when we're not together, we're just not together. And there's nothing to think about. And then she kind of got it.
How old is your daughter?
My oldest is 10, and my little one is 8.
And so it was a 10-year-old asking you that?
Yeah.
Amazing.
She asked me if I don't think about her when I'm at work.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
I was like,
no, because it doesn't help me at work. Thinking about you won't help me at work, so why would I think about you?
That's amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, Juan, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. How's everything else going for you now?
Oh, all hell is breaking loose outside of me. but I'm at peace. I'm chilling.
Good, man.
The wife, I told her that I wanted to sell the house and give her half of the money that we get in profit, and I take my half, and she can continue on with her life and do whatever she needs to do. And she doesn't want to do that. She wants to get lawyers involved. She wants to make a whole deal about it and trying to go the legal way.
I noticed that one thing about not all, but most women, whatever the man want to do to make it right, she gonna go against that because in her mind she thinks she's controlling him. And so whatever women like, they pay really close attention to men, to their husband, to their boyfriend, to other men. And whatever it is that is important to him, whatever it is that he want to do and it's the right thing to do, she's not going to do it. Because the evil won't let her do it because it want to cause confusion, it want to give the man pain. And that's why your wife is acting that way. You're trying to do it the right thing based on what you've said, and yet she's not going to do it because she's listened to hell. And then she's going you bring in all the lawyers, they're going to take your money and everything.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I was like, listen, if we sell the house ourselves, we don't have to pay the lawyer fees or none of that stuff. But if you get the lawyers involved, they're going to want a piece of the cake.
Yeah.
And they're going to start charging, and then it's going to be a whole mess. So one thing that I realized, Jesse, was that God will give you what you need and the devil will give you what you want.
Absolutely, man. That's deep.
And the reason why I came to that realization is because when I got together with her, I wanted a wife. I wanted somebody else's validation. I wanted somebody else to tell me, hey, Juan, you're doing a good job. Because I didn't have that as a kid, right?
Yeah.
So I was always looking for that. And the devil was like, oh, you want a wife? Well, here you go. Here's this one.
that was a guy at church on Fellowship Sunday before last. And he was a nice guy, too, working on himself. He was saying that he wanted a family. I'm like, why? Why do you want? He wants kids. He wants to think he'll do better than what his parents did. But I told him, that's not true. That's not what you want. The devil is telling you that you want a family. You want kids. You want something you didn't have. And you'll get it. He'll give it to you. And then you end up destroying your family in the same way that you would destroy it. But the devil makes you that makes you think that you know what you want, and you really don't.
Yeah, but I also realize that when you're observing yourself and you're seeking God the right way, the stuff that the devil gives you to curse you, God uses it to bless you. Because, for example, in my marriage, I wanted a wife. I wanted that validation. And that was maybe the way of Satan trying to curse me or
yes,
keep me in hell. But God blessed me with my two daughters, which to me are a gift.
So is your wife playing a game with your kids? Is she going to try to play that game and make you suffer with your kids?
She is trying. I mean, she's trying to... She's trying to keep the kid. Like, she tells me that if I move out, she doesn't trust me having the kids over or stuff like that. So she is trying to use the kids to control me.
Isn't that amazing? I don't trust you, Joan. Who in the world she thinks she is? She's the one that can't be trusted because she end up destroying the children.
Well, even my oldest daughter told me when all this debacle started, she told me, she's like, Dad, if you're leaving, I want to leave with you. Like, I don't want to stay with Mom.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's like she tells me, oh, you're turning my kids against me. I was like, no, you're turning your kids against yourself because all you do is yell at them and scream at them and treat them, you know, like they're not even your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you stay calm. You stay aware. Stay aware. Stay aware. Stay aware. Stay present where the kingdom of heaven is, where life is. Everything going to be fine for you, man. I wish you well with this.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, all is well. I mean, even though all this stuff is happening, I know it's just an illusion. It's not real. And whatever needs to happen will happen. And if it happens, it's because it needed to happen. So that's where I'm at. I'm just waiting and see.
That's amazing, Juan. It's good to hear from you, man. And stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
No matter what your wife does or how she acts, what she says, because the hell in her is going to try to destroy the heaven in you now. That the darkness in her hate the light in you. So she go. You haven't seen anything yet, unless she start working on herself. The hell is going to get. It's just you have not seen hell yet. But if you stay calm and don't overreact to it, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's the other day I called Hake and I told him that if we're not willing to die for the truth, our whole life will be a lie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I have no fear. I know that, like you say, they can take my body, they can take my stuff, but they can't touch my soul. And I've been confirmed of that. Like, I know that for a fact.
Right on. Amazing. Well, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to make a counseling session so we can talk more about it.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. It was nice talking to you, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Take care.
Okay. We have amazing counseling service, folks. The best on this side of heaven. You might not need but one session, maybe two. Some people like to follow up, but that's up to you. If you're ready to overcome, you can almost only need but one if you're ready to overcome. If you want counseling, family, individual, or whatever, go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And by phone, Skype, or walk-in, all right, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Juan, another Juan out of North Carolina. Juan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Peterson?
All is well. Thanks for calling, Juan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just had a quick question about forgiveness. So I've been doing the silent prayer and working on staying present and everything like that. But I know you said we had to forgive our mother and our father.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Well, I've forgiven my father. He was a single parent, so it was just me and my dad. And then my granny was, like, I guess you would say, like, my mother figure
right.
in my life. Do I need to forgive her, or do I need to, like, try to reach out to my biological mother and, like, find her and forgive her?
How did you feel by your mother not being there while growing up?
Well, it did suck. You know, I did notice it. It was, like, a difference between, like, me and other children
yes.
at the time.
Yeah.
But I kind of, like, she tried to reach out to me when I was a senior in high school. I, like, won a state championship. And then she tried to reach out, like, on social media. And I kind of ignored it at the time because I was like, you know, like, I don't really need you. But then I started, obviously, listening to you, you know, working on myself. And so, yeah, I just didn't know how I should go about it.
Yeah, you need to forgive her because you need to forgive her because all children do not want step parents. They don't want grandparents. They want their parents. They want their father and their mother, and no one can replace that. So you should definitely forgive her for not being there, because, you know, realize that she couldn't help herself. She hated her mother, so whatever happened with she and her mother drove her away. And so forgive her. You need to talk to her, forgive her.
Okay. So I'll just try to find her and then reach out?
Yeah, but if you can't find her, are you, like, on a speaker or something?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Can you take it off? Ooh.
All right. Is that better?
Oh, much better. Okay. If you can't find her, don't worry about it. Just realize she couldn't help herself. Just as when you had that anger, you couldn't help yourself. Something else was driving you. And your mother had the same spirit. You got that from your mother. So if you can't find her, don't worry about it. Just know in your heart, forgive her. She couldn't help herself, all right?
Yes, sir.
And how about your grandmother? Do you have any anger toward her at all?
No. Okay. I love my granny.
She was patient. She was patient with you and everything?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Very much so.
Nice. Well, again, if you can find your mother, that'll work really well. But if not, don't worry about it. Just realize she couldn't help herself. She had the same demons that you have had to overcome because her mother did it to her, all right?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Any other questions?
No, man, just appreciate you, man. Been listening for a couple years now, and, man, been amazing. I appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. I'm telling you, Juan, stay with it. And all you have to do concerning spiritual things is watch those thoughts and feelings. Stay present. Do not live in your thoughts. Do not live in the imagination. Do not think about tomorrow or yesterday. Stay present, and you're going to be stunned how your life will open up for you. It was just going to get better, all right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Canada and talk to a first-time caller, Jess. J-E-A-S. Jess, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about seeking the kingdom of heaven.
Okay.
So I've dropped everything to seek the kingdom. And feeling very anxious right now. I don't know why. But
relax, just Jesse.
Yeah. So I actually forgave my mother yesterday.
Really? How did that go?
It went a lot better than I thought it would.
Nice.
And I felt like a huge load off my chest yesterday. Like I felt very peaceful.
Yes.
And I've been doing the silent prayer every day for at least an hour.
Nice.
And,
Jess, hold for me. Can you hold?
Sure.
Let me take a break. We are at the top of the hour on this. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour is coming up. Hate is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, August 14th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and manhood hour in the third hour today. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, continuing to describe the so-called vice president, cackling Kamala Harris, as her elevation to the top of the Democrat ticket as, quote-unquote, unconstitutional. Trump is saying that of Kamala's being so-called vice presidential candidate. He's accusing her in taking part in a coup because they have a incompetent so-called president, seemingly incompetent. No serious effort is underway to challenge Kamala Harris's status as the Democrat nominee, so says Commie Nonsense Network. But some of Trump's critics warn that he could be laying the groundwork to question the outcome of 2024 if he loses a second time. They're in their imaginations. Democrat National Committee made it official last week. Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz are the party nominees for president and vice president, despite that no voters voted for either one of them, respectively, at least not in the primary, because they didn't have a primary. It was going to be just Biden. Delegates held a, or there was a little bit of a primary, huh? Delegates held a virtual roll call ahead of the convention with Kamala receiving 99% of the votes from those so-called delegates, those who participated. Republicans have acknowledged that after the DNC vote, there is no longer any path to challenge Kamala's placement on ballots. So they say, what a mess. Maybe they want to run against her because she's so lame. Campus protests. A federal judge ruled yesterday, that the UCLA up here, University of California, Los Angeles, cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes in other parts of campus. Duh. This marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against a university over the demonstrations that against the Israel-Hamas war on college campuses earlier this year, which were turned into riots. Just trashy people. In a lawsuit filed June, three Jewish students at UCLA alleged that they experienced discrimination on campus during the protests because of their faith and that the school failed to ensure access to the campus for all Jewish students. UCLA argued they have no legal responsibility over the issue, but the judge ruled the university is prohibited from providing classes and access to campus buildings if Jewish students are blocked from them. What a mess. Ukraine, that incursion, they're invading Russia. Russian border region of Belgorod declared an emergency today after new attacks by Ukrainian forces, with Kiev claiming control of hundreds of square miles of Russian territory after its rare cross-border incursion. Tens of thousands of Russians have been forced to flee their homes this week as a result of Ukrainian troops pushing toward the region. Regional authorities now appealing to the Russian government to declare a federal emergency. The incursion, the first time foreign troops have entered Russian territory since World War II, is a major embarrassment, supposedly, for the Kremlin, so says CNN. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to kick the enemy out of Russia, but its burned-out military, supposedly burned-out military, that's Commie Nonsense's words for it, has yet to stop the Ukrainian advance. What a mess. Make a deal, how about... Anyway, cancer research, crooked Joe Biden. He's made a major cancer funding announcement on Tuesday as his first official trip since dropping out of the 2024 race, the Cancer Moonshot Program. He thinks he's going to shoot the moon. Founded while Biden was vice president and bolstered with billions in new funding, billions of dollars, since 2022, aims to provide cutting-edge research, supposedly, to halve the number cut in half the number of cancer deaths in the coming decades. Believe it when I see it, huh? Biden highlighted $150 million in new research awards to eight organizations, $23 million included, to Tulane University, the backdrop for that announcement. This comes as the Black on the Inside White House is working to disperse as much funding as allowable under current programs, with uncertainty looming in November because Trump will stop the flow to the evil, corrupt bureaucracies that are just a bunch of liberals. What a mess. Beau Biden died at age 46 in 2015 with brain cancer. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy, because we all heard around the world about everybody, and they mama. And if you're white, their mama. You can be listening to the show if you're busy by on your phone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. You can also podcast all of the shows as well. And to donate, and we got to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A bond. JLP Cash App. Bond. JLP Cash App. So it's Wednesday. And the last hour of every Wednesday is Manhood Hour.
And we what is a man?
What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
The colored people in the colored newspapers at first seemed to be greatly pleased with the character of my Atlanta address. But after the first burst of enthusiasm began to die away, they seemed to feel that I had been too liberal in my remarks toward the southern whites and that I had not spoken out strongly enough for what they termed the rights of the race.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more.
The wisest among my race understand that the agitation of questions of social equality is the extremist folly.
Everybody should get the same thing. That often assumes everybody started out in the same place.
And that progress in the enjoyment of all the privileges that will come to us must be the result of severe and constant struggle, rather than of artificial forcing.
But we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place.
Cast down your bucket where you are. cast it down in making friends in every manly way of the people of all races by whom we are surrounded.
That's deep. Booker T. Washington, founder of Tuskegee Institute, born enslaved, went through hell in slavery. His soul sold to other slave owners. And yet he never had anger. He never had anger. And as a result of that, along the highway of life, he ran into all races of people who treated him in amazing ways. He even ended up being invited by the president because he had no anger. I'm telling you, I really recommend you read Up From Slavery by Booker T. Washington. And the liberal blacks hated him back then, godless blacks, W. D. Du Bois and all those liberal blacks who wanted to control the blacks. They hated Booker T. because he was a free man. You want to be free man? You want to be a free woman? Drop your anger. You can drop it. Just like that and be free. You can be free right now and never be enslaved again. But I use the word unfortunate, but it's not unfortunate because most people love their anger. They love their misery. They love their hell. They love their fights within themselves and with others. They thrive on it. They roam the earth to see who they can devour. Human beings are evil. Be not deceived. Human nature is evil. There is no good in human beings. That you can bank on. And if anybody tells you that there is good in human beings, human nature, run, don't walk. You're talking to your enemy. Run, don't walk. They are evil. You must, in order to be free, right here on earth, the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. Everything you are, everything you want, you just don't know it. It's weird. You just don't know it. It's amazing. You can be free right now. You can have perfect peace right here on earth. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't, because someone tell you, well, we're all human. Nobody have perfect peace. We are not perfect. Nobody are perfect. They lying to you. Christ came for all who want it. You can have perfect peace. He said you can have peace and perfect peace. And so when human beings tell you, oh, we're all human, what they're saying, they love their misery. They love their darkness. They love their confusion. They love their false identities. And they don't want you to take it away. Don't even suggest that they don't have to live that way. They don't have to live that way. We are free. It is done. It is over. The devil has been defeated. Even death has been conquered. No more death. You only have once to die and once to live. Once you die once, you don't have to die no more. I done died one time and I ain't got to die no more. I ain't got to die no more. You don't have to die no more. Really, it's amazing. It's like, you know, I was telling Hank the other day at the office. I'm like, Hank, it's weird. I use the word weird because I'm on earth. I don't have no other way to communicate this. It's interesting how wisdom is hidden from you. The wisdom of the Father is hidden, and yet it try to warn you along the way. It won't bother you. It won't force itself on you, but it does try to warn you along the way. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, 888-77, that was Booker T. Washington. Read Up From Slavery. For all people. All people. And once you do, you will never listen to an empty person like Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, the father Messiah, Barack Obama, Big Mama Michelle, and all the liberals of the Democratic Party and the media and the right-o Republicans. They're all the same. And the preachers who tell you that you can't be free. Someday, by and by, it's going to come. And look for the end times. Read the Revelation, because the Revelation is telling you about the end times. The Revelation is telling you about Christ coming from the sky. He's going to fall down and he's going to help you. You're going to be taken up, they say. Whereas Christ said that it is done. Read the New Testament, it is finished. All your sins have been wiped away. You are free. Go home. Go on back home to Daddy and relax. Return to the Father and enjoy your life. 888-775-3773. I want to go quickly back to Jess. And he is a first-time caller out of Canada. I put him on hold because we ran out of time. Jess, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Jesse.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've forgiven my parents pretty genuinely. I don't hold any resentment or anger towards them anymore, but I can still feel that evil spirit.
Yes.
Like working within me every second of every day. I really struggle with it. More specifically, anxiety. Like I don't feel like I feel anger towards anyone. But, like, I'm a pretty patient person, but I feel anxiety everywhere I go.
Yes. And how old are you?
28.
Okay. And what? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been doing the silent prayer, and I'm not a Christian, but I only know what you say. So, like, taking thoughts into captivity and
yes,
being still. So, I practice that, but I can still feel that spirit working like extra time within me. I was wondering, what else should I be doing? Am I doing the right things in seeking the kingdom?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But let me ask, who is Jess? Who are you?
I'm not sure.
And why not?
Because I know this is not me like this. When I feel anxiety, it's not me. When I haven't felt anger in pretty long, but I know that's not me either.
And so who is feeling the anxiety then?
Not me?
And so why do you say, I feel anxiety, I feel this, and I feel that? Why do you call it you?
I'm not sure. Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure, Jesse.
And the thoughts that you have that brings on the anxiety, where are those thoughts coming from?
The ego.
And how do you know that?
From you.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I want to, and if you do this, Jess, life is going to be amazing. Here's yep. what I highly recommend you do. This is all you got to do for the rest of your life, or however long it takes. Just watch those thoughts and those feelings. They're in the mind and the body, but they're not in you. They are not you. Yes, you feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body. You're not your body. So all you need to do from this point forward is watch the thoughts and the feeling. Don't try to get rid of them. Don't run from them. Don't try to fight. Do not fight with them. Just watch them. And the light of the Father that is allowing you to see, causing you to see the thoughts, which is darkness, will take them away from your body, from your mind and your body, and will give you a clear mind. Because they're only spirits. Those are evil spirits. You are every human being are possessed in the imagination and emotions. And he will take those evil spirits away from you. And those spirits are called suicidal thoughts. They are called depression. They are called fear. They are called loneliness. They are called post-traumatic distress disorder. They are called anxieties. They are given false names when they really are demons. They are spirits in your body, but not in you. So just watch them, let them be, and let the light. God is begging you. He's not begging, but he wants to save you from that. He wants to take those demons out of your mind and away from your body.
Okay. So watch them every second of every day.
Absolutely. Every second of every day, of every minute, every hour, every second. Just watch. You want to become the watcher. That's all. You don't want to become the God. You don't want to become the Savior. All you need to do is be the watcher, and the Father will do the rest.
I know you say people love their hell, but I'm really, really tired of it. I do not love this at all.
That's why you're overcoming it.
Yeah.
Most human beings, only a handful are tired of it and they want out. But most human beings.
Desperately.
So what?
I desperately want out. Like I'm doing everything I can.
That's how I want it out of my hell. And now, and because you want out, you're on your way out. And so just be patient. Don't ever call it you again. Now, I know when we communicate, you say, I feel this, but you're doing that consciously, so you're not identifying with it. But stop calling those demons you. Stop identifying with it. Don't argue with them in your head. And don't argue with them inside of other people. Let other people, they're going to try to argue with you and keep you in hell because that's where they are. Don't argue with them about it at all. Stop arguing. You just live your life, and it's going to be amazing.
Okay. Yeah, I've been seeking first the kingdom. The past month, it's all I've been focused on. I've dropped everything. I dropped family, friends, social life, just everything I can to focus on to observe my thoughts and do the silent prayer. And I've been doing the silent prayer more and more each day.
Nice.
So I have more. Yeah, I've really just been making time for it. And like if I have to do it 5 hours a day, I'll do that if that's what it takes. Well, I'm really tired of the hell.
Well, you don't have to just sit there 5 hours, but during the day, you get busy. Excuse me. You get caught up in thoughts. Just take a moment, become aware of your body. You're back in the present. If you have to go in and out 20 times a minute, you do it until you don't have to do it anymore. It'll be gone. All right?
And just observe the thought.
That's all you need to do.
Because I feel like sometimes when I'm doing silent prayer, I just kind of push it down. I push the thought down, like push it away.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that?
No.
Okay.
No. Don't put any effort in doing anything about it because it's spiritual. Those are demons. You are possessed. Those are evil spirits, right? And there's nothing you can do about it. But watch it. Don't try to push them down. Don't deny them. Don't identify. Just watch them. It's like you're watching a movie. You're sitting back and you're watching this interesting movie. And they go from scene to scene and then they go to commercial. Unless you get caught up in that movie and forget you're sitting there watching it, it can't affect you. So just watch those thoughts as you're watching a movie, all right?
Do you watch the feeling as well? Let's say I'm in a situation and I'm feeling anxious. I know you say that's a fake thing, but
it's evil. It's an evil spirit.
I'm feeling that evil spirit, yeah.
Right.
Do I just watch the feeling?
Absolutely.
And you, well, as the thought.
Well, you're going to be aware of the feelings because you're going to feel that in your body, right? So,
yeah.
But you can't have that feeling unless you have a thought first. It's impossible to have feelings without thoughts. And so, but when you do, if you don't catch that thought before the feeling come and the thought drop into the feelings, just watch the feeling too, but don't call it you. And sometimes the feelings can be overwhelming. You don't feel like moving. You don't feel like yeah. You might feel real fear and all that kind of stuff, right? But all you do is watch that and see what you're thinking, and the thoughts would disappear. And when the thoughts disappear, okay. The feelings would disappear.
You know, when we first began this call, I was feeling that evil spirit big time.
Yes.
I was feeling out of breath. Like when I feel that anxiety, I get out of breath.
Yes.
And but I'm feeling like I've just been observing it while you were taking a break. I was just observing it, and I feel a lot better now.
If you observe, become the observer, you're going to be perfect. All you need to do, because these things are, as Paul said in the Bible, the things, the right that I want to do, I can't. Something won't let me. And the wrong I don't want to do, I do, is like something making me do it. I finally realize it's not me, but something made a home in me. That's what happened to all human beings. It made a home in your mind, but it's not in you. And because you have identified with it, it won't let you be right. It won't let you do right. It controls you.
Yes, I realized that I have no free will. I was with a relative the other day, and he told me to yell at the top of my lungs. We were doing kind of a voice exercise, and I couldn't do it. Like, there was something holding me back. But I couldn't even yell. So,
yeah,
I can feel it, something holding me back every day.
Any human being that believes that they have a free will is a blind human being. Because just think about it. If they have a free will, why don't they will themselves to stop thinking evil thoughts? Why don't they will themselves to be free and not have fear or anger? They can't will themselves to do anything. But Satan has deceived them, and whomever told them that they have a free will, they believe it, and it's just not true.
Wow.
And I want you to know it's just a thought. It's a thought, and that's all. It has no power. It's been defeated. It has no authority. It's just a thought until you make it something more than that by calling it you. It's
so when
not
you. When you when you get a positive thought, is that the devil just trying to bait you in?
100%. Absolutely. No such thing as a positive thought.
Okay, I got you.
Positive thinking is positively wrong. No such thing as a positive thought.
Because sometimes I get a thought and it turns out to be right. And so I'll start to believe the thought. Because since I was like, okay, that thought was right. yeah, it's tricky. It's kind of like I'm being baited in. But
absolutely.
Most thoughts are wrong.
Yes.
I got you.
Positive thoughts and negative thoughts are wrong. They're both imposters.
Okay.
It's like when you break up with a girl, right? And you were in love with her and you thought she loved you, and now you're breaking up and she's going with someone else or not. And you think about her and you start to play sad Dock of the Bay, sitting by the dock of the bay, waiting for the time go by. And you feel like, oh, I love her so much. I want to get back with her. I want her back. I can't live without her. I love her. And that was the best thing ever happened to me. It's not true. Those are just thoughts about her. That doesn't mean you miss her or want her or anything. It's just a thought that's making you think about her, and the thought make you think you want her back. But when in reality, you're still empty. And what has happened is because she's gone, you're now aware of the emptiness that was covered up about his fake love with a woman or anyone. It was fake love that was covered up like a drunk or alcoholic covered up the pain with alcohol. You cover it up with a woman, or the woman cover it up with a man. And when the man is gone or the woman is gone, the emptiness is still there because you thought the emptiness was gone because you had a woman. Or you had in a woman's case, she had a boyfriend or a husband. But it was all, the emptiness would cover up about the fake love. And so when you're breaking up with a woman, it's just thoughts. Let them pass. Don't identify with it. Don't go back to her because it's just a thought. Likewise, it's like that with everything in your life. It's just a thought.
Right.
It's not real.
Right. What about songs? What if a song is stuck? I get songs stuck in my head a lot. That's not considered a thought, right?
You get the song, don't identify with it, enjoy the song, let it pass.
Okay.
But don't let the song be your savior. Don't make it make you think that you're free of your pain.
Okay.
But music was given to you to enjoy, but not to identify with.
Got you. When you're doing a silent prayer, do you ever visualize? Like I was doing the silent prayer the other day, and I was really getting attacked by thoughts. Like they were just, like normally it's one or two here and there, but it was just, they were really coming in. I started visualizing like a beam of light just attacking back. Should I visualize anything or should I just observe it, right? You're saying just observe it.
Visualize nothing. All you want to do is be the watcher. Now, if the light comes, if those lights come and they are real, you watch them whether they're real or not, but don't visualize.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get a lot of light, you watch the light. If you get darkness, you watch the darkness. If you get nothing, you watch the nothingness. All you want to do is be the observer of life and not the creator.
Okay. Gotcha. Amazing, Jesse.
Amazing. So stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And you mentioned that you're letting go of your family. You're letting go of all this stuff. In order to have a life, you must let go of a life. Meaning that you must let go of all the ego, all the fake friends, all the fake family members, all the fake everything that you were getting an identity from and trying to hold on to, you must let it go. And then you shall have life and have it abundantly.
I will, Jesse. I definitely will.
I wish you well, man. Amazing call. Call me again.
Amazing. I'll observe my thoughts every second, every day. Thank
Absolutely.
You,
stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah. I'll call you back.
Okay, absolutely.
Thank
you.
Bye. Thank you, Jesse. Amazing.
888-773-773. 888, there's one line open, and we want to go to the Super Chats.
Super Chat.
Super.
Over on X, JW says, Jesse, I went to my mom's house. It's my mom's gravesite, not house. Same thing.
Come and go with me to my mama's house. To my mama's house. Go ahead.
And forgave her at my mom's gravesite. Also, my parents lived between Lumpkin, Georgia and Eufaula in their retirement years.
Wow. Is it a woman or
JW.
Hey, JW. Welcome home.
I am reading your book, The Antidote Now, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood.
An amazing book. I highly recommend The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. You want to stop blaming, and you want to stop hating, and you shall be free. I'll sign it for you. Whomever you want me to sign it to, go to Rebuilding. I guess we can't pull it up, but RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to order.
And I'm listened to many of your videos on YouTube. Thank you for all you are doing.
Thank you. And I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Cactus Ederberg donated a couple of diamonds. A German economist was detained in Chicago for a meme. It's not just UK. USA is doing it too.
What's happening in Europe is happening in America. Believe me. Amazing. Thank you.
Manuel bought 10 coffees and he wants to answer the biblical question, but I think we might have
to
Let me take
a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish on that and then the rest of your call. We're going to move calls in the rest of this hour. 888-77-JESSE. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Bringing back, pointing the way to the order of God. Not my order, but God's order. God in Christ. Christ in man. Man over woman. Woman over children. Nothing else is going to work but that. And to you little Christians, little Bible thumpers and non-Bible thumper Christians, I'm glad you're out there. Otherwise, you'd be totally out of control. But to you little Christians, if you want to know God, if you want to be free, you got to let your values go. You got to let all your morals go. In order to receive morals, am I saying it right here? You got to let morals go. If you notice, the ones you have ain't working. They're just thoughts and ideas, and they do not work. They don't work. Let your little morals go. They're not real. They're made up. They're intellectual morals. You read it in the Bible, you thought that's what it meant. Let them go. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up. At the top of this hour, the Hake Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. He talked about race issues yesterday. It was so funny. I mean, it was funny. It was interesting. Then he had a caller who was white, and the caller said that something like, I mean, I quoted exactly, that white people are smarter than the blacks. Something like that, right, Joel? And Lord have mercy. Lord, it hit the fan. If you didn't hear Joel Friday yesterday, podcast. Oh, he said blacks were created to serve whites. Blacks were created. And Joel didn't really say no to that. He's like, well, you might be right, I understand. You don't want to miss a podcast yesterday's show. It was interesting. It was very, did you say that, Joel? You said that you might be right? That whites were created, blacks were created to serve the whites. You didn't say it. What'd you say? Did you say you understood it? It was something funny about what Joe said about it, but I'm not sure exactly how he put it. All right? I'm not sure. But anyway, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Y'all can ask him today at 11 a.m. what did he say when the white man said that the blacks were put here to serve the whites. All right? Call him up at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. A gift given to you by God. A genius. It kind of explains a lot of other stuff, too. He's so smart. Smart people don't wash their dishes when they need to at the office, in the kitchen. Well, I'm just saying. Not you. I'm just talking about somebody else. Amazing. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I met his family. They came to L.A. Amazing family. Really. So American Anchor Baby. Last name but not least, follow, subscribe, like, and ring the bell. Y'all know what to do on social media, right? Do all that on social media. And on X, JLP Talk on X and Instagram. Follow, subscribe. Hi, y'all over there, X. Like, follow, subscribe. Do all the social media stuff. I appreciate it. So what I want to do, 888-7753-773. I want to finish up the Super Chats first.
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Manuel's 10 Coffees. Biblical question.
Why do you think about other people? Why do you think about other people?
I think of others to avoid working and keeping my eyes on me. Thanks, JLP and crew. I've been working on myself the last 2 years, and I love working on myself.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks, amazing. As always, Manuel.
Yeah.
David bought 3 coffees. Hi, Jesse. My second time on the air. I love Jason something and something as well as you. Do you know anything about something something? Sending a tip. I missed it, but want to go. So let me know what you think. Thanks, David. Thank you for your tip, sir.
Thank you, David. I'll look into the tip. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive, Maverick, Angel, Cactus, Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Misty, GG Cash 22, and the rest of the supporters on the redheaded stepchildren, I call them, of the DLive crew. Thanks, guys. And I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies. Thank you all. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. This is Manhood Hour. I want to only give you one soundbite, all right? Every man and every woman should come to the TV screen right now and watch this and hear this soundbite. If ever that was a no-no, don't do, ever do, this is a perfect example of it. Men, males, mama boys, and whatever. Never, ever, you should never do this. Some things like a no, you know what I mean? Just no, no, no. Never, ever do this, guy. I don't care what. Unless you're like totally in a movie and you're acting. And like and understood that this is just an act. This is a no, no. Don't do. A guy by the name of Jonathan Majors shed tears over his wife, I guess. Over his girlfriend. And this is a no, no, never, never, never. This is from X. Actor Jonathan Major break down in tears while accepting the
Perseverance.
Award. During the Hollywood Unlocked Impact Awards. His first stage appearance since a misdemeanor conviction for domestic assault. Yeah, don't ever. They can put him back in jail if he were in jail. No wonder somebody to call him a domestic assault. Don't ever do this anymore, guys. Never, ever. Some things like never, 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 ever, 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 but never. Why is Jonathan Major confessing his love for actress Megan Good? Actress Megan Good. Watch this.
I love you.
Oh,
Lord. I love you beyond all limit. With all my strength. With all my heart, I love you. I was supposed to be this tough and strong, and you then carried me so many nights. I love you. Through the fire.
I'm a pretend I think that guy was just acting. I just don't believe that were real. This is what's wrong with the blacks. This is exactly what's wrong with them. And this mama spirit. That's a mama spirit in him. And this woman is mama to him. This woman is mama. Oh, my, up there, snot and crying. Now, and when you're black and you cry with snot, you crying. Oh, my God. I had not seen it yet. My producer, Derek, told me about it this morning. James, can you read some of the comments for me? Here's the picture. And some of the comments from, do you have them, Nick?
I have them.
Oh, okay.
Shorty, yeah. This is a Shorty Mac Atlanta. If my man ain't crying like this, I don't want him.
I bet. Now, you know that's a beta, and you can control him.
This is the real JD. As black men, we should be allowed to express our emotions to our woman without any backlash.
Ain't that much emotion in the world. What the?
I'd be in tears, too, if Megan Good had my back through times.
I bet you would.
And this last one here, Beasley NYC says, great guy, nice gesture, but showing a woman this much vulnerability is the beginning of the end. Women will claim they want this, but once it happens, they will unconsciously start looking at you differently. Hopefully things are different in this case.
Uh-uh, they ain't no different. Megan is a divorcee, right? Mm-hmm. According to Google. Isn't that right?
Yep.
She's divorcing. Men, white people, this is wrong with the blacks. This ain't about no, it ain't about no slavery. It ain't about racism. It's about this. They're mama's boys. And she sit up there crying, eating it up. She's thinking, I know I got control of this person. I tried to say that, another word, but I won't. That is, Joel, come here real fast. She was married, Megan was married for 10 years to Devon Franklin. I remember that guy. I remember they used to date. A motivational speaker, according to Wikipedia. Joel, what do you think about that? You black. What do you think about that, Joel? Friday TV at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday? I don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-uh. They say I'm crazy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even really have an opinion to form yet.
Ain't no opinion, but you just, you see it, an opinion form.
But that is, it's just like.
He was not crying.
No, that was bad.
He
I
was
mean,
not.
That's all I can say.
It
was just really bad. No, it was really
it
bad.
Like it was not.
And then he started trying to sing. It's just all emotional. It's just an emotional thing. And then it shouldn't be done on public TV like that. And then
that shouldn't even be done behind closed doors.
Period. Yeah. And then especially, it's just, yeah, I think you nailed it right on the head when you said the mama's boy thing and the whole, that's just a perfect example.
That man should be ashamed of himself.
Yes. That's really what's happening. Really, all people subject to women like that. That's really what happens. But in a black community, it's pretty.
And
big.
She's sitting up there and loving it.
Yeah, she's crying too.
She is like God, and the whole world see her being God to this weak beta male. Beta.
You ever realize that?
What a beta.
Even in songs, the women who sing songs or the women who do speeches like that or whatever. They don't ever say those type of things, even to the men.
That is so true.
They never say stuff like that. I love you to the limits.
Right.
They don't ever say that kind
wall.
Of stuff. Yeah.
Right up on the wall. To the fire. Wow, that is so true.
Yeah.
But have you ever cried like that? We don't want to tell about it.
No, I haven't been in many relationships, right, so I don't even really.
Yeah.
But the few I have, luckily I had a little bit of common sense not to.
Yeah. You hate?
Of course not.
Why are you laughing?
Because I act all tough.
No.
But no, I mean, inwardly, maybe. No, not even inwardly.
What do you think, Joe? He looked at hate like he's crazy.
No.
What do you think about this guy?
I didn't know that he was that bad.
Darren told me about it, I had no idea it was this bad.
Me neither.
He pointed out that he had been in trouble for allegedly beating up his white girlfriend.
Right.
And then he got with this woman who's divorced 9 years older than him.
She's 9 years older than him?
Yeah.
No wonder he's the baby.
But she's like a big name. Like, she's probably been a star in his eyes for a long time, maybe.
She is 9 years older than him. That is mama.
Yeah.
No wonder mama been taking care of him. Take care of my babe.
It might be as bad or worse as Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Oh,
she's
God.
Like 6 years older than him or something like that.
What a mess.
But
what a mess.
That seems like starting to get more common, too, among even the blacks, marrying older women.
They need mama. They need somebody to take care of them.
After already having been with, and the women had already been with older men.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Were you saying that? Were you surprised?
Surprised?
Maybe
a little bit.
How hard he was crying in the permanent.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. That was just
at the award.
So maybe uncomfortable.
But, yeah,
that kind of thing. That kind of thing. Let's say you don't even get it. Like, what are you guys talking about, mama? Like, you guys are crazy. Don't you understand that stuff doesn't last? Those tears will go away, and then it's back to like
the fight.
Like that didn't even happen.
Yeah,
it's like a PDA. What you said about public displays of affection.
Yep.
In behind closed doors, they're going through hell.
Yep. Talk about the thrill.
I know
they were like giving off some serious thrills.
It was so interesting. It's interesting too, because when you're in the midst of that, like that. Much emotion, like he was, where you just like in it. You do things that are so crazy that you don't realize they're crazy in the moment.
Right? I know.
Like when he starts saying like to the limits, and then he says start singing to the person who's not feeling what he's feeling. They're thinking like, what the?
What the?
You know what's interesting about Joel said and what you said. That you never see women go that far. Like you were my rock. Like, they'll do their thank yous. They'll even cry on stage, but they won't say all that. That's so interesting.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
the guy has made her his god.
Yes,
that's his god.
She ain't gonna be saying you took me through the fire.
Right.
He's like, you're my everything. He was like He was talking to God.
Come here, Derek. Derek said he cried once. I can't wait to hear this one. And he black.
I cried once. You've cried Derek, once when you were
when he was a kid.
But was it to break up with a woman?
I'm about to figure this out.
I gave away mine.
Wait, what?
I
gave away mine.
You cried
over a lady?
Derek, sit here.
I was like barely a teenager.
So what?
I said I was like barely a teenager.
He was barely a teenager when
I was trying to break up with this girl.
Nick said he was barely a teenager when he cried over a girl. Yeah. He was barely a teenager when he cried over a girl. He was 19. Meaning that he was going into his 20s.
He was a grown man.
I was breaking up with her. I was like, I don't know. I felt like like I was trying to kill someone, but I'm like, oh, I'm crying. Like, get away from it. We got to end this.
This is my producer, Derek. He gave me this story. Oh. You cried once, Derek.
I cried one time.
What?
I cried one time, but I was a kid, Mr. Jesse. I was a kid.
How old?
I was probably like 6 or 7.
You were 7?
Over a girl?
Over a girl, yeah.
Oh. How old was she? 3?
I mean, we was around the same age, but I'll tell you the story. So my grandmother, she had a after-school kind of daycare thing, and a lot of the kids after school would go to over my grandmother's house. So, you know, I was the guy. You know, this is my grandma's house, so I was just, you know, walking around being prideful, and there was a girl that I found interest in, and we would always kick it. And I had a friend, I'm not going to tell his name, but yeah. We would all be at the house, and we'd just be discussing which girl we liked, and we ended up liking the same girl. And so at the same end of the girl. Day, my parents would have to come pick me up. So there was one day where I had to leave a little early, and that left some alone time with my friend and the girl. And as I was walking out, I said, hey, don't talk to my girl. And as I was reaching
seven?
For yeah. So as I was reaching for the door, I turned around one last time, and he gave me the most evil smirk, and I knew it was over.
He remembered those details to the T.
He was 6 years old.
He's still holding on to that one.
He gave me the the most devilish smirk I've ever seen, and I went home and cried.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. I knew it was over.
Beta. You've been beta for a long time.
Beta
kid. Who be thinking of that way at 6 years old?
I don't know. You know, music videos get to you when you're young. You're real impressionable, so.
So are you still friends with the friend, the guy?
No.
He beat him up.
No, I'm over that. I'm over that.
Did he ever know?
Did he ever know what he
then
was
he
doing?
He killed your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, he knew. He gave me that smirk. He knew. He knew. If he's listening, you knew.
he's still heated over it.
Wow, for again.
20 years later.
Bruno, have you ever cried over a woman, Bruno?
Bruno in Oregon.
From Oregon. Bruno, first time caller.
Come off of mute.
Come off your mute.
I'm here.
Have you ever cried over a woman like that?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
What the?
Way too many times.
Really?
Yeah, way too many times.
How old are you?
43.
Why, do you still cry over them?
No.
Oh, good, man. And thank you for calling. Go ahead. Why'd you call? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to call up to thank you for all the things that you do. You've helped me tremendously, and I want to tell other people out there, especially if you're just now tuning into Jesse and you're getting his message, stick with that silent prayer.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It takes time. I think it's probably really easy to give up. I almost gave up a few times myself, but if you stick with it, it really will pay off. And it's an ongoing process.
Yes.
And it might even get a little bit, at least in my case, it got a lot harder before it got better.
Yeah.
People want easy solutions. They want their pills and they want their therapy. And I've done all that. I've been in therapy. I've been on a lot of pills. I'm not on any pills anymore.
Nice.
I don't go to therapy. I just do the silent prayer. I don't even have to do the silent prayer as much these days because I'm so aware of the thoughts.
Amazing.
I think it's a good way to start and practice and get used to the process of observing and being the observer and being a spectator rather than a participant or an orchestrator of your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it allows you to plug into the present. But once you get used to that process, you know, you may not need the silent prayer quite as much, but it's something that you should stick with for as long as you possibly can because it will get better and better and better. I was in your studio just a couple months ago, and I gave you a picture. If you remember, I drew you a picture.
Oh, you did?
And I gave it to you.
Amazing.
And
thank
that was
you.
My way of saying thank you.
I'm going to have to show that picture again. It's an amazing picture.
It's in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, that was my little way of saying thank you for all that you do. It made a huge impact on my life because
several months ago, I was suicidal. I was on 3 different antidepressants. I was in therapy. And even with all of that, I was a complete wreck. I was not getting any better. The pills didn't help. The therapy didn't help. Talking to people didn't help. In fact, talking to people probably made it worse in a lot of ways. And people will give you advice all day long. Do this. Go talk to this person. Get on this medication. Talk to this doctor.
Yeah.
None of it works. None of it will free you from your misery. None of it will free you from yourself.
Other people
cannot free you from your misery.
Stay with it. Stay with it. You see the picture? Are you watching the show right now?
I can't see it. I've already seen it. I'm on the druid.
Oh, but I'm showing it right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Nice. This is an amazing picture. Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you for all that you do. And like I said, to your other listeners, especially those just tuning in, at the very beginning, the first thing I heard you say was all thoughts are all lies all the time.
Yeah.
And I was extremely suicidal. And I don't know why I heard that message at that time, but I thought, I got to know what that means. What is he talking about?
Right on.
Because I've been listening to your Fallen State channel for a long time. And I liked the political stuff, but I didn't even know about this channel.
Right
but when
on.
I heard that message from you, I thought, I got to figure out what he's talking about. And then I just tuned in every day and I started doing the silent prayer.
Amazing.
And then one day I just dropped all my pills. I got out of therapy. And my life has been better ever since.
Bruno, thank you for your call. I got to run. Thank you for the picture. Okay. Call me again, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Take it easy.
All right. The Hake Report. You cried at 6 years old.
I was a boy.
What?
I was a small boy.
And you cry, and you ain't forgiven that guy all your life.
I had to forgive my father. See,
I'm
just blaming my father.
The Hake Report is coming up now. After the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV at 11, and then at 4 p.m. the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Thank you for your super chats and donations. I do appreciate it and all your support. And Sean, a first-time caller out of Arkansas, better known as Arkansas. Gilbert out of Texas. And a caller to just drop, I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday for everybody. But Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow, the women's forum tomorrow night, the Hake Report is coming up now. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, subscribe on all of our channels. Punching.tv, everything. All right. You cried at 6 years old.
I cried.
And you got mad. You got mad at another guy at 6 years old, my girl.
Satan comes at all ages.
Talk about being a mama boy.
It was Satan.
Yeah. Blaming on the devil. All right. Bye, y'all. Take care. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job, and then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.